I became aware of Antarctica when I was a boy, and my mother designed Elliot Porter's book. I marveled at the octogenarian who launched into such a great adventure so late in life. His images suggested that he had gone to another planet without leaving the Earth. I made one of those deep, silent wishes that often seal our fate. I wanted to go. 20 years later, I made my first voyage. Having traveled to the tip of South America, we sailed across the circumpolar current through the Dread Drake Passage, the roughest waters in the world. So rough, we often couldn't walk, much less in a straight line, and had to wedge ourselves into our bunks to catch what little sleep we could. After 2 days, the water calmed, and on the far horizon, we glimpsed what looked like a tiny block of ice. That, after hours of approach, turned out to be much larger than a city block. We couldn't see where it came from, and could only imagine where it was going.